This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was real clear from the Fed chair today that he is keeping a close eye on the labor market in this economy for hints as to which way this economy is going. And in fact, he actually mentioned this morning's JOLTS report, the job openings and labor turnover survey that we got from the Labor Department today. It's data for December. The number of job openings went up to a little more than 11 million. That is from 10.4 million the month before. And while the number of openings is still way above where it was in the before times, the rate at which people are quitting their jobs and the rate at which companies are hiring have been stagnating. Seems, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that job churn is starting to level off.
The rate at which people switch jobs can tell us a lot about whether they feel comfortable doing that. Peter Urazim, an economics professor at Iowa State University, says a high churn rate can be a sign people are finding better jobs.
That level of churn has been one of the sources of strength in U.S. productivity growth over the years.
Early in the pandemic, a lot of people moved around to jobs with better pay or better working conditions. Jason Furman is an economist at Harvard.
So that was the highest level of churn we've ever measured in the economy, both in terms of hiring and in terms of quitting and leaving your job.
But throughout the last year, quits and hiring rates have come down. Sinan Buber is lead economist at the job website ZipRecruiter. She says this is happening the most in industries where consumer demand is weakening.
Industries like real estate, wholesale and retail trade, and transportation and warehousing.
Buber says that may be because workers are worried a recession's coming, so they're staying put. At the same time, wage growth has been slowing.
That means the people who are trying to switch their jobs for a better pay right now, they don't have that motivation anymore.
That said, we're still going to see plenty of job churn over the next year, says Betsy Stevenson, an economist at the University of Michigan.
I think it's reflection of an ongoing need to move back towards an economy that looks a little bit more like 2019 in terms of the mix of the types of goods and services that people buy.
In other words, too many people work in the goods producing sector and not enough in services. Stevenson says the more people switch jobs, the greater the odds anybody can find a better one. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.